Hello, Hank,
she said in that honey smooth voice of hers. Hello, Beulah. I must say that I'm surprised to see you out at this time of night. And I'll even admit that it's a pleasant surprise. But I hope you understand that seeing you here tonight is just one of many surprises that I've experienced today.
Oh, really?
Yes. This has been a day full of surprises, Beulah, but that's fairly routine. In my line of work, I see many ladies during the course of an average day.
Is that so?
Oh, yes. I couldn't possibly keep a count. Many of them come for advice. Many come for sympathy. And many more come for... I arched my left eyebrow. Well, it seems that I have a small reputation amongst the ladies. In spite of my best efforts to keep my exploits and adventures a secret, the word just seems to get around.
How interesting.
Yes, indeed. Drover was still rolling around, and I stepped on his nose. Oops, sorry about that, son.
Oh, my heart's about to bust.
That was your nose, Drover. And I would appreciate it if you would stop making a spectacle of yourself.
I can't help it. I saw her face and it struck me deaf and dumb.
Her face might have struck you deaf, Drover, but you were dumb long before she got here. I stepped over him and let my eyes drift up to Beulah again. You'll have to excuse Drover, ma'am. Unlike me, he lives a sheltered life and rarely comes into contact with the, shall we say, members of the female species.
What a clever way of saying it.
Thank you, but I really can't take much credit for being clever. You won't believe this, Beulah, but those clever remarks just pop into my head and roll off of my lips. I mean, they come without any effort at all, just like raindrops falling from the prairie or wildflowers springing up on the sky. A small chirp of laughter came from her lovely mouth.
Oh, Hank, sometimes I can't tell whether you're teasing or trying to be serious.
Heh heh. Good. Great. Perfect. You don't ever want 'em to know all your tricks. I tossed my head to one side and chuckled. Ha ha ha! Yes, all the ladies seem to wonder about that, Beulah. Is Hank being serious, or is he just a naughty teaser? Ha ha ha! Oh my, isn't this life a wonderful mystery? But if I were to reveal the answer, the mystery would vanish. Poof! And at that very moment, just as I had the lovely Miss Beulah eating my hand, eating out of my hand, I should say, I was drilled by a flea. This was a cruel twist of fate. It couldn't have come at a worse time. At first, I tried to ignore it. I mean, ignoring pain was nothing new to me, but hey, this was pain of a new dimension and a higher order of majesty. Anyways, I tried to carry on. If I were to reveal all my secrets, Miss Beulah, the flea would vanish in a poof of... Right! The flea would not be ignored. Let me pause here to say a word about fleas. Yes, they're very small. If a flea is small, and if a flea makes his living by drilling holes in innocent dogs, then it follows from simple logic that a small flea uses a small drill to inflict a small hole upon his victim, which, following the same line of simple logic, should cause only a small hurt. Under ordinary circumstances, simple logic is not only simple, but also logical, and therefore true. In this case, simple logic is wrong. Small fleas cause big hurts. Don't ask me how or why, but they do. Take my word for it. So there I was, poised beneath Beulah's balcony, so to speak, and charming her with my words and charms, when all at once, whammo. This sniveling flea drilled me in the right dorsal hiney, and fellers, he got my attention. My head shot up, my tail shot up, and suddenly I found myself rolling around on the ground, withering in pain. Writhing in pain, I should say. Oh, hurt! Oh, pain! Oh, humiliation! And of the three, the humiliation was the hardest to bear. Just think about it. You're head of ranch security. You run the place. You're in charge. You're the guy who barks up the sun in the morning and barks it down at night. Nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, happens on that ranch without your say-so. A very serious job and a heavy responsibility, in other words, which not only requires courage and intelligence, but also a certain amount of dignity. And something happens to a guy's dignity when he's brought to his knees by a bug. And to have this happen in front of one's true love and fondest desire is a foolish crate. A cruelish fate. A cruel fate. If you've ever been drilled by a flea, you'll understand. If you haven't, you can take my word for it. A drilling flea can take a grown dog to the mat and leave his dignity in shambles real quick. Okay, I hit the deck, so to speak, and launched my posse of teeth and went after that sneaking, overbearing little pipsqueak of a flea. It might surprise you to know that dogs, even your higher-bred, blue-ribbon, top-of-the-line cow dogs, have places on their bodies that cannot be defended against drilling fleas. It's true. A flea that strikes near the base of the tail cannot be stopped by ordinary means. I had to go to extraordinary measures to combat this dog-eating flea. Excuse me just one moment, Beulah. I have this... Ow! After running circles and chasing my hiney for several seconds, I realized that I would have to change my tactics. That microscopic flea was armed with a 6-foot drill bit, fellers, and he was doing incredible damage to my body. You're probably thinking that the cause was lost, that the alleged flea had succeeded in running his 8-foot tempered steel, diamond-tipped, gigantic drill bit through the entire length of my body, causing my precious fluids and liquids to leak out on the ground. Is that what you thought? Well, you're in for a big surprise. As the old saying goes, it's always darkest before it gets any darker. What that flea didn't know about cow dogs was that when Emergency Defense System 1 fails, we don't quit. We initiate Emergency Defense System 2 and go right on fighting. We have our tricks, see? Many tricks. Tricks that no flea has ever thought of. Okay. You've got a flea drilling you from behind. You've launched several waves of tooth posses, and they've been repelled. And it appears that the situation is hopeless. You've been struck a deadly blow in a bodily zone that cannot be defended by conventional means. So here's what you do. You sit down and lift both hind legs off the ground and raise them to a 45-degree angle. This concentrates all the weight of your body upon a small area near the base of your tail, which just happens to be the same small area where the pain, the terrible pain, is centered. With the weight of your body concentrated over the area of pain and misery, you are ready to begin the most difficult part of the procedure. Pay close attention because I'll go over it only once. Back legs up, tail down, weight on the back end. Now, scoot forward, using front legs to pull rest of body around in a small circle, some 3-4 feet in diameter. Repeat the procedure 2 or 3 times as necessary. I'll admit that, to an outside observer, a dog going through this procedure might appear a little silly. And it might have looked even sillier because while I was attacking the flea problem, Mr. Spasms of the Heart was still rolling around on the ground. But silly or not, my procedure worked, and nothing works better than something that works. Okay, at last I had conquered the flea problem and rubbed him off the face of the earth, the hateful little snot, and was ready to turn my full attention back to the Department of Love. I jumped to my feet, gave myself a good shake, and threw my gaze back to the pickup bed. Excuse the little diversion, Miss Beulah, but I'm sure you can... Huh? Bird dog? A spotted bird dog? That made no sense at all. Miss Beulah was a collie, not a... Oh, it was him. Plato, the spotted dumb bunny bird dog. And he was laughing.
By golly, Hank, that was one of the funniest routines I've seen in years.
Is that so?
Right. It was terrific. I don't know where you keep coming up with the material.
It was pretty awesome, I guess.
Right, it sure was, and Beulah loved it. I mean, she just loved it. I haven't seen her laugh so hard in years. Why, she's flat out on the floor right now.
Isn't that wonderful?
By golly, yes. You have a tremendous sense of comedy, Hank, and I mean that sincerely.
Yeah, well, you're fixing to see the second act. I had already made up my mind to leap into the back of the pickup and show the bird dog the rest of my routine, which would consist of me doing incredible damage to his face. But just then, Billy came out of the house. He waved goodbye to Slim, jumped into the pickup, and drove away. Just before they disappeared into the storm, Plato yelled,
"Terrific job, Hank! Really terrific! It'll be a long time before Beulah and I forget this night."
"Same here, bird dog, and that should cause you to lose a lot of sleep." And with that, they vanished into the night, leaving me alone with a huge crater in my heart and tail.